going to be studying from Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31. And this should be fairly familiar. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. And this is coming from the King James Version of the scripture. Let me know when you got it by saying amen. Amen. Anybody need a little time? Say hold on. All right, all right. Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31 says, "He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen, amen. And I missed thanking you for even inviting me and giving me an opportunity to preach here. And so I just thank God for that, because you know, we all need mentors in our life, and we all need people to help teach us and train us and set us on our way. And so I thank God for Pastor Rascal, who has been a mentor to me in my life. So, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And for our topic today, we're talking about, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. There are some times in our lives that we think God is not going to come through, and we have to go through the struggle. But I've just learned in my life that it's all right to wait on the Lord. You don't want to get ahead of the Lord. And so I've learned to say, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. This last weekend, I was with my mother, because I knew I was going to be out here this week, and so she's in California, and we were just talking, and we were just reminiscing, and I was just thanking God so much for my mother, thanking God for what he allowed her to teach me, thanking God that he allowed her to train me. I thank God for a mother that is always there supporting you. If you got a mother like that, if you got a mother that has loved you, a mother that has taken care of you, a mother that has shown you unconditional love, you ought to give her some flowers while she is living. Amen, amen, because before you know it, and sometimes we never know when, they may not be with us, but make sure you tell her that you love her. Make sure you tell her that you appreciate her. So I was having this conversation with my mom, and I was like, Mom, thank you. Thank you for teaching me so many things. And one of the things my mama told me, she's like, girl, you better wait on the Lord, especially for a man. Don't take the first thing coming. She said, because you can just wait 5 more minutes and another one will come right along. So make sure the one that you get is the one that the Lord sent for you. And so I just learned, because I've seen some situations where people have gone through and they've gone ahead of the Lord and it didn't work out. So yeah, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on him. In this life, we can come real anxious and we can get real worried, and we can start to look at what other people have and say, how come I don't have that? And we can look at what other people are doing and say, why don't I have that yet? How come I haven't achieved all my goals and what I want to do? But I tell you what, you've just got to learn how to wait on the Lord, because he's got his own time. You know, he does things and he's never late. He is always on time. But see, his time is not our time. And his ways are not our ways. And sometimes we think he's late, but no, he is on his time. So don't you worry about it, because it looked like somebody else got a blessing that you thought should have been yours. Yours is coming, but God's got to do it in his own time. So there's 3 reasons that I want to lift up as to why I don't mind waiting on God. The first one is that God's faithfulness is always true. God is always faithful. The second one is God's purpose. His purpose is perfect in my life. And the third one is God's plan. He's got a plan for you if you just hold on. God's faithfulness, God's faithfulness. The Lord, how many of you know he's faithful? He is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the universe. He created you. He already knows who you are. He already knows what you need before you ever ask. God is faithful. He has been faithful from the beginning. God has created this world, and he's held it in the palm of his hands, and no man can take it out, and God's got a plan for this world, so don't worry about it. God is faithful, and he's able to do whatever he says. So sometimes we don't understand the how, but we just need to know the who. We just need to know who God is. And so when I'm in the midst of waiting, when I'm in the midst of struggling, when I'm in the midst of saying, God, when you gonna come through, God? When I'm in the midst of my own prayer and my own supplication before the Lord, I remember what God has already said. I remember the great witnesses that God has put before me in the scripture. I remember Elijah. Elijah was a prophet, and he was feeling some kind of way about his ministry at one time. He felt so bad about it because Jezebel had threatened him that he said, Pastor, he said, God, just go in and take me out now. Because I just can't do this no more. And I don't know if anybody has been that way where you just say, God, look, I just give up because I just can't do this anymore. And you know what the Lord told him while he was sitting there in his pity party? The Lord said, get up, get yourself something to eat, because you're getting ready to go on a journey. I'm preparing you for something, Elijah, and I don't need you to sit down and act like it's over. I don't need you to act like I'm not God, because I'm still God, and I'm faithful, and I will watch over you, Elijah. So get up. Get yourself something to eat, because we got somewhere to go. And then he told Hannah, she was crying and sorrowful because she couldn't have any children. And she had been praying and praying and praying, but all you know, how many of you know, just got to wait on God. Yeah. God blessed her with children. He blessed her with the prophet Samuel, not just a child, a special child. And then God gave her even more children than that. God is faithful. And then there was Moses and the children of Israel, and you all know this story. They were at the point of the Red Sea between a rock and a hard place. But God was faithful. He showed up just when they needed him to show up. How many of you know that God was faithful to Eve? He made her a promise way back in the Garden of Eden that he was going to send her seed, and her seed was going to crush the serpent's head. God made her a promise, and God was faithful to his promise. Because then God came along through the years in his own time, and he blessed Mary to give birth to our Savior. How many of you know that God is faithful to his promise? So I don't mind waiting on God, because I know that in due time I will reap if I faint not. Wait on God, and don't fuss and complain while you're waiting. God has purpose in your waiting. God has purpose in your waiting. You may not know it. You may not think it. But God is not just causing you to wait just to torture you. God is causing you to wait because he is training you. He is teaching you. He is preparing you. There is some purpose in your waiting. Somebody said, there is purpose in my waiting. Now say it like you mean it. There is purpose in my waiting. While you are waiting for God to come through, to bless you with that thing that you think that you should have already, while you're in the midst of waiting, sometimes you get frustrated. Sometimes you get a little upset with God. Sometimes because you can't understand what in the world is taking so long. It's just like waiting for somebody. You be waiting for somebody to get dressed and get out of the house and come on, and you can't understand. We do this every morning. Why is it taking you so long? Or you're driving along like I was this morning, trying to get here on time, and I don't know who it was driving in front of me. But I mean, I'm trying to do 30 or 40, and they are doing 15, and I'm like, come on. But I'm saying, okay, Lord, I'm getting ready to preach. I don't mind waiting. on you. And so I had to remind myself of what was going on. But there is purpose in your waiting.
Yeah.
While you're waiting, sometimes God will force you to your knees. See, if God just showed up right when we wanted him to, if he came early, if he just did right, if we thought it and he did it, you know, there would be sometimes no prayer in our life. God, there is purpose in your waiting. God sometimes wants to hear from you. And so your waiting, your frustration oftentimes will push you to your knees. And every now and then it'll push you to fasting too. All right? But we should probably fast a little bit more and pray a little bit more, and then sometimes we wouldn't even have to wait so long. But anyway, there is purpose in your waiting, because you don't want to get ahead of God. You don't want to get ahead of God. Sometimes it looks like if you could just get it right now, you would be good. But let me tell you, it don't always work that way. Be careful what you try to go after if you're trying to get in front of God's will. If you don't know that it's from God, baby, you need to tell them, no, I can't do that right now. You have to know that it's from God, because I remember the prodigal son. In this story, the prodigal son, see, he wanted his inheritance before his daddy died. Now, you know, you don't get your inheritance before your daddy dies, or, you know, the person dies, but he wanted his before the father even died. And so he said, give me mine now, because I can handle it. And so he got his inheritance, and where did he end up at? Stuck in the mud in the pig pen, because he took it all and he spent it all on the, he wasn't even ready for it. Say, I ain't even ready for this yet. Sometimes you're not even ready for it yet. You don't even know what to do with it yet. But if you wait on God, he will renew your strength, and he will teach you a few things while you wait. Say, there is purpose. There is purpose in my waiting. There is purpose in my waiting. God is preparing you for a journey that he wants you to go on. He's preparing you for a journey. There is purpose in your waiting. And finally, God has a plan for your life. He's got a plan for your life. You're not here by mistake. You're not here by happenstance. God's got a plan for your life. But how many of you know everything works in God's time? And so, again, we don't want to get ahead of God's time, but he's got this plan for you. And you may not even understand it. You may not even know it. You may not have even seen it. But the scripture says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And he's not just talking about heaven. He's talking about now. You have no idea what God wants to do through you. So God has his plan for you. And so in your waiting, he is preparing you for this plan that he's got for you. And so, you know, for me, I was living here, and we were planning to move to Las Vegas, and I was so getting frustrated with God, because we had been praying over this thing, and we had been preparing for this for some time, and I just wanted to go and be a full-time therapist out there in Las Vegas, and I just wanted to walk in that side of the ministry that the Lord had given to me. I mean, I do preaching ministry, but I also wanted to do ministry where it was very hands-on, where I could touch individuals' lives, and I could, you know, go and do this for a living. And I could have done it here, but that's not where the Lord really was calling me to. He was calling me there, and I didn't understand it then. And so we're waiting for this house to sell, and we were thinking, oh, it's going to sell really, really fast. And 1 month went by. And I'm thinking, well, this is a really nice house. It should sell really fast. But no. 2 months went by. And so I'm like, okay, come on, God. We were good. 3 months went by. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now, come on now. You know, we really need this to happen. 4 months went by. And by then, I mean, I'm just like a mess, you know. I'm really just stressed out and just thinking, oh, well, what if this doesn't happen? And then 4 months went by, 5 months went by. And it was 6 months before that big, beautiful house sold. And all that time, though, God had me on my knees. And I was fasting, I was praying. But what I didn't know is that all that while, the Lord was renewing my strength. He was renewing my strength. He was refreshing me. He was teaching me and training me, because I had no idea what I was getting ready to walk into. I just had no idea. Even the jail that I would minister for in here in Evansville. I mean, I ministered to some folks there in jail and counseled with them. I had one woman that was she was on America's Most Wanted, and I was like, whoa! And I'm sitting in there in a cell with her by herself, and okay, God, okay, you with me. And then I had another woman here that, you know, she told me, well, the reason I'm in here is because I stabbed my nurse 30 times with a pen. And I'm looking there, I got a pen in my hand, and I'm like, what happened? And she said, well, I didn't take my medicine. And I said, well, did you take your medicine today? And she's like, yeah, I thought, okay then. But I had no idea what I was getting ready to go into. So I went into Las Vegas, and this company had already hired me. I got there, they paid very well, and so I got there, and I'm working, and they are doing all kind of shady stuff when I get in there. They billing for stuff that they didn't do, and they're giving people all the wrong diagnosis because they can make more money on it. And I was like, Lord, I can't be in this. I just got a license in this state. So I had to leave there pretty quickly. And I went to another spot, another location. And so I was working there and trying to get connected to the insurance companies. And it took a long time. So they said, in the meantime, you can be a case manager for us. I thought, okay, that sounds good. I can do that. I can work with the people. Well, it turns out they had a program that was a grant that would take in homeless individuals. And they would take them in, and they had it was called Housing First. So it didn't matter what situation they were, if they were on drugs, if they weren't on medication, or whatever the situation was, if they were homeless for at least 2 years, we would take them in, give them housing, people that haven't been in the house for a long time, give them housing, and then assign me as a case manager. I pick them up from the jails in my car. I pick them up from psychiatric hospitals in my car, and sometimes they were walking right off the street. I was like, Lord, I was going into the highways and the hedges. A lot of times I was talking to people, and they were talking to two or three other people at the same time, and calling on Jesus and telling me I was a demon and all kind of things. And I'm in houses with these individuals that had never been housed, and I'm in there, and the doors are closed, and I'm in here with men. And I'm like, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And in so many times I would go in there, and I'm just kind of afraid. Because I'm like, Lord, I just need you to be with me. Now, I know you said to go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. I know you said that all of these are your children. And I know you love all of them. But this man is talking to me and five other people. And he don't even know him. And I got people that are, they are totally psychotic. And people that are just strung out on meth. And they are strung out on everything. And some of them are just strung out on life. And some of them are bipolar. And so they're telling me, no, I'm going to kill myself right now. And maybe I don't mind taking you with me. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to need you to be with me. Surround me by your love. Because, Lord, I was going to sit in a quiet office and have the wounded whale come in, and I was going to talk to them about their life and their plans and all that. I was not going to be talking to people about how you can, you know, need to take a bath every night and how you actually need to put, you know, some towels and some sheets on your bed. I was not going to talk to people about how you really needed to eat and how you needed to, you know, wash up every day. I wasn't going to talk to people about that, but that's what God had called me to, and I didn't even know it. So yes, that time of prayer and fasting. fasting and preparation was preparing me, and the Lord was renewing my strength so that I could mount up on wings as eagles, so that I could run and I could not be weary, so that I could walk and not faint, so that I could deal with. It's like the Lord just lifted up the sheets, and he said, let me show you what some of my people are going through. And I need you to understand, Michelle, that these are my people too. My people are not just in church houses. My people are not just, you know, sitting pretty. They're not just in colleges. They're not just in nice houses. These are my people too, and they need to understand the love of God too. So I know they're talking to two or three people, but I need you to focus them on me so they can talk to the Almighty God. I need you to pray for them, because ain't nobody praying for some of these people. Their families have rejected them because they don't act right, and they don't look right. He said, but I love them. So, yes, I could not tell my husband everything that I was doing during the day, because he would have made me quit. There is no way that he would have allowed me to do some of the things that I was actually doing. And I probably, now that I learned more, shouldn't have been doing all those things even by myself. But how many of you know I wasn't by myself? I wasn't by myself. The Lord was with me. There is purpose in your waiting. God's got a plan for your life. And even where you are right now is not necessarily where you're going to be. It is not where you're going to end up. But be faithful over the few things. And God says he will make you ruler over many. Be faithful in what God has given you right now. Whatever station you're in right now in your life, whatever it is you're going through, be faithful in that. Because God says, I will make you ruler over many. Don't you worry about it. Because, see, there are some people that you're going to be able to reach that nobody else can reach. And so now, I am in that office. And I have some wounded whale that just need a little help. But I still have the people that come in that don't even know who they are. They don't even know who I am. And we sit and we talk. And I pray for every one of them. Some of them ask me to pray with them, and I will. But I pray for all of them anyway. And I just ask the Lord to allow me to show his love. Because how many of you know that God's love can penetrate anything, any demon, even any drug? God's love can penetrate it. I'm telling you, they high on meth, and they're coming in, and they're saying all kind of stuff and all kind of crazy things, and I say, hold up. Jesus loves you. And that quiets them right down. Hallelujah. So this is where I want to leave with you, Nazarene. In the midst of your waiting, understand God's got this. He's got it. While you're waiting for God to show up, understand that God's already there. He done been there and gone. You don't have to worry about God showing up. He's already there in your life. So I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Even when it gets hard, I don't mind waiting. Even when it gets tough, I don't mind waiting. Even when I got to give up on some friends, I don't mind waiting. When I've got to put down some relationships, I don't mind waiting. When it gets tough and I want to give up, I don't mind waiting. Because I understand that there is purpose in my waiting. I understand that God's got a plan in my life. And I understand that God is always faithful. Praise the Lord. Thank you.